All right. I am here with my good friend and one of my favorite street photographers, James Mayer. James is a street photographer in New York City. He was with us in Chicago for our Out of Chicago conference, and he's going to be he's helping us a ton in New York for Out of New York. Welcome to the show, James.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, we're going to talk about some of the classes you're teaching. We're going to talk about, you do street photography all over New York City. We're going to talk about your favorite places to shoot in New York. You're going to give us tips. It's everything street photography and everything New York street photography. So we are excited to have you here. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. And this is actually, you know, Chicago, I was learning for the first time where I was going. This time, at least I know.
That's right.
I had a lot of fun in Chicago, but the first day was definitely a little bit of a learning experience.
Well, that's what makes it fun too. You can't do the same thing all the time.
I completely agree.
No, so you've been great. You sat down with our team at the summer conference and you guys were starting to hash out everything. And now you got all the photo walks planned and everything. So we really appreciate all the help that you've given us for our event coming up in New York.
It's my pleasure. Your team is all ninjas with the scheduling. That's not, I saw the backside of it and it's not easy. But I don't know how they do it in so fast. So
there's a lot going on behind the scenes and people are like, wow, it's going so smooth. It's like, oh my goodness. But yes, yeah. The team is great.
I saw a little bit of that and I'm very impressed.
Yeah. There's no way I could do it without all of them. Mm-hmm. So let's start with this, you know, New York. I mean, I really wanted to do New York City. We've been doing the Chicago one, but I wanted to do New York City. Actually, I think I may have heard this with a podcast that you did with Valerie or somewhere along the way and saying like, you know, and I remember Valerie saying, and you were saying like, of all the places like in the world, New York City is one of the very best places to do street photography. I'm like, you know what? We got to get there. This is like, there's not too many places I think that are better than Chicago for photography, but this is one of them. What is it that makes New York so special for you for street photography?
Yeah. I mean, you know, Chicago's no slouch. Chicago's pretty amazing of a place. New York is, you know, there are a lot of great places. New York is, first of all, it's a little bit easier to do it just because everyone's used to people having cameras. Everyone's used to being photographed. It's not like you're going to some area where everyone's really looking at you crazy. You know, sometimes they'll look at you like you're crazy, but it's not, it's much easier. So whenever people, you know, I teach a lot of people coming from around the world and it's just a great place to learn because it's so much easier to get over your comfort zone. That very beginning when people are uncomfortable is really hard. And if they start in somewhere that people aren't really, you know, everyone's rushing around, everyone's doing their own thing. They don't care about people with cameras. So it makes our job a lot easier.
Right. And it's just very target rich. I mean, there's just so many people too, right?
Everywhere. Yeah. It's so diverse. There's people, you know, all types of people, you know, you name it, every, whatever type of person you can possibly imagine you'll cross. And wherever you go, it's slightly different. Kind of the mix of where you are is slightly different, but it's still a ton of people. And so it's, you could photograph every day for your entire life and still not everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Like someone like Jay Mazel or whatever, he's headed out all the time. Right. And, at least was back in the day, I don't know, but he's always like just rounding corners and stuff. And, that was his favorite thing to shoot. So yeah, I kind of remember doing an interview with Valerie Jardin and Marie-Laine Yeo, and they were talking about the differences between it. And Valerie was saying, you know, I didn't like Chicago as much because there's not as many people. And Marie said, well, but that's great because you can isolate just one person or just a couple of people a lot easier. But New York, they're all over. So tell us, what are some of your favorite places if you're going for street photography? What are your favorite places in New York?
So, well, quick before I answer that question, yeah. I actually, you know, so I really, just because of how New York is, I try to get often, not always, a lot of people in a shot. And it's really hard to get a shot where it's like a landscape with just different types of people. And that's one of the special things about New York is it's a type of image that you can only get in certain places.
Right.
So, you know, maybe I've been trying to do that for 15 years. Maybe I have about 5 or 7 that I really like, but they're awesome.
Yeah, but it's one of the only places you could do it for sure.
Exactly. Yeah. So for favorite locations, I mean, there are a ton of them. I mean, for street photography, I love Soho. You know, that for architecture too. Soho has like the best cast iron architecture. It's got, you know, it's probably the largest shopping mall in the world, every international brand. So you have a mixture of the people, you have a mixture of the amazing window displays, which add kind of like a great background and then great architecture as well. So it's kind of, you know, you'll see it's, you know, it's where fashion start. Every summer you just all of a sudden see everyone wearing the same thing and you're like, oh, I guess that's in style. So,
right. Where is Soho for us in Chicago? And we're like, it's somewhere in New York. But, like, give us an idea.
It's the downtown area. So it's stands for south of Houston Street. It's just south of the numbered streets, kind of in the middle of east-west of the city. So it's not fully west. It's not fully east. It's downtown. It's not quite to the financial district.
So where would that be in relation to where we're holding the conference, which is at 35th and 5th Avenue?
It's a far walk, but a very fast train ride. Okay. It's probably a 2-mile walk and a 25 minute train ride, depending on when they come. The workshop's in a great location because we're right in the middle of, you know, Midtown. So you have kind of Grand Central, Times Square, you know, where Midtown's amazing because literally there's no, you know, I have my favorite kind of stretches when I really want to show architecture and things like that. But wherever you walk, there's going to be interesting people. So getting lost is great there.
yeah.
And then to the north, you're going to have Fifth Avenue, which is where Bill Cunningham kind of, you know, did a significant amount of his, you know, amazing New York time style section, where Gary Winogrand spent so much of his time. That's really, it's a wide avenue. So there's a lot of light and there's just a ton of people from all over the world.
Tell people a little bit about Bill Cunningham. We just lost him not long ago, right?
Yeah. If you haven't seen him, a lot of people have. If you haven't seen the documentary on Netflix, Bill Cunningham's documentary is amazing, inspirational, very unique and interesting, his life story. And he was just dedicated to photographing fashion in New York on the streets. And because of that, he became one of the most influential fashion people. And yet he wore the same blue parka every single day. right. It's funny to see him around. It's just, there's a reason that he was photographing there. You really see that Fifth Avenue and Soho, where I was talking about, are the two best kind of fashion target rich areas, in my personal opinion.
Yeah, and Steve Simon, another New York street photographer, is going to be doing crazy, right? Like a Bill Cunningham memorial walk almost. I mean, the idea is go out and shoot the same type of stuff that he does. So I'm excited to see how that goes.
Yeah, that's a great one, especially if you watch the documentary beforehand to get excited about it. Yeah.
On Netflix. Okay. All right. That might have to be when we get off here. That'll be the one. You're the second person to tell me today that I need to go see that. So I better go do it.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
All right. You know, and I'm going to stop you one other time. You said like for people coming out of town, from out of town, you said that they could go take a train, whatever. When I went to New York City, I used something called City Mapper on my phone. Is that something you would recommend to people? What do you give people to get around from one place to another?
Yeah, City Mapper is the one that I recommend. There's also Transit. I think it was called City Transit before. It might just be Transit. Both of those are fantastic. City Mapper is great. You want something that will tell you where to go, but then you also want something that just has that train map. So you can just know where you're going as you're going. It's New York subway system is very easy to figure out as long as you have that map, and you just have to make sure you're going on the right direction. Sometimes right, I'll still go the wrong direction.
But it's not bad. And that City Mapper app, I mean, it just tells you like, go here, walk this far, go here, get on this, numbered this color train and head that way. And away you go. And I'm thinking it's funny here. I'm like, wow, that's great that we both thought of the same app. But now that I think back to it, it was probably you when I came to see you in New York City that told me to get that. So
maybe, yeah.
All right. So what's next on your list for places in New York City?
So, for not necessarily for street photography, but just for seeing, Central Park is amazing. So one of the classes I'm going to be doing is Central Park at night.
You're going to be doing a walk out there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's not too far from the location, quick train ride. And it's spectacular any time of day, especially at night. I kind of grew up not too far from the park. So as a high schooler, we used to sneak into the park to kind of drink beers and do things like that.
Do you have to sneak into the park, or you just had to sneak the beers in?
I was caught by the cops once. And they let me go because I told the truth that I was drinking. So you had to sneak around a little bit. Or not be stupid like we were a couple of times.
I'll edit that out, James. Don't worry. Don't want your parents to hear that.
Statute of limitations in the past. But so, you know, I used to love the Central Park at night, and it's really safe. You know, it's the city has become so much safer since the gritty 70s and 80s. And so if you go right around dusk time, the light is changing, and it's a really special time. A lot of the people start leaving. So I love at night because the city feels more like yours because you're not surrounded by as many people, and the architecture kind of starts to sparkle.
Yeah, you have some awesome shots from, I'm guessing it's Central Park, just looking down the walkways and the lights lining it. And maybe one I think I saw you did in the winter was awesome. So people are going to love going there. It should be beautiful too in the fall. So
definitely. If you see a tree on my website, it's probably Central Park.
If you see a tree on my website, it's probably Central Park. Okay, that makes sense from the New York guy. All right, excellent. Anything else about Central Park or what's next?
Other areas, I mean, I really love Lower East Side, East Village, Chinatown. That whole area is unbelievable. You know, there's Columbus Park where all of the Chinese people in the neighborhood go to hang out and gamble and play games. And,
yep, that was one of the places you sent me. That was awesome.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's amazing. That whole area is, there's the Tenement Museum down there and all those things. It's that area is just great to get lost in. No matter where you go, there's going to be these old buildings, interesting people. It's a kind of a mixture of the old time New Yorkers and then maybe people along the younger hipster kind of age. So the all you know, if you're in those two elements, they're usually target rich for interestingly looking.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. And is this near that bookstore or is that coming up later?
Oh, the Strand Bookstore. Yeah. So the Strand Bookstore is, that's close to the, that's like basically on the edge of the East Village. Strand Bookstore is, it's close to Union Square. And so it's actually, it's a really fast train ride from the workshop location. You picked a great workshop location because subway, you know, it's walking around is great, but subways, it's easy to get most places. And that's 15 minute subway ride. And the Strand Bookstore is better than any photography gallery I've ever been to. It literally, they have about, it's like six or seven big tables and many rows of every photo book you could possibly imagine. So if you spend a couple hours there, it's the most inspiring thing. Like I just go and occasionally when I need some inspiration, I'll just go sit there for a couple hours.
Yeah. And that was something that we had discussed, making an actual walk to go there, and it didn't quite work out, but it's available. Head out there anytime. And, it's the Strand Bookstore, right?
Yep. Strand Bookstore. Yeah.
Awesome. Very cool. All right. Keep going. I like it.
Yeah, let's see other areas. So there's a few more areas. So I would say, you know, the time of year that this workshop is going to be maybe not the best for Coney Island, but if you come to New York when it's warm out, or if it happens to be unseasonably warm, head out to Coney Island. It's amazing. The subway system is incredible. I really, you know, if you really like street photography, and you're on the braver end, you know, the subway system is unbelievable, especially kind of where we're going to be. You know, some of those subway stations and subway trains are more crowded, which makes it easier to photograph in as opposed to if it's just you and a couple other people.
So you're talking about actually shooting while you're on the subway with other people.
Yes.
Shooting. Maybe they're reading a book or dressed all crazy or whatever it is, right?
Exactly. That, or also in the stations are fantastic. So you can shoot into the cars from the stations. The stations are always easier than the trains because the trains magnify the sound unless you have a silent shutter. But, you know, honestly, it's fine to do it as long as you have a smile on your face and you can apologize well and you don't photograph anyone that looks incredibly angry. You know, you should be fine.
Yeah, I find that, yeah, if you can be friendly with other people, they'll be friendly back for sure. Mm. All right. Excellent. What else?
There's also Bushwick and Williamsburg, Brooklyn. So that's not too... You take the 6 train to the L train and then you go out, and Williamsburg is very close to Manhattan, right under the river. And that is, you know, if you haven't heard of it, Williamsburg was kind of the hipster area of Manhattan, and it became home so hipster that it's now like Manhattan. And now Bushwick is the new Williamsburg. And Bushwick, you take the train out to the Morgan Avenue stop on the L train and you get out of this subway station, and the whole area is a gallery of street art. The area used to be covered in just traditional graffiti. The whole area was industrial and now it's residential. And some famous graffiti artists went to the businesses and said, listen, if you give us your wall, we'll paint amazing paintings on it. And a graffiti artist won't put things over because they respect us. And that spread to the whole neighborhood. So you can just walk around and see some of the best street art in the entire world. And it changes, you know, every week, every day. That's like one of the coolest. That's like on my list that I send to people of where to go in New York. That's literally number one. So it's a really fun place.
Awesome. Awesome. You got any others for us, or is that enough to keep us busy for quite a while?
I mean, that's definitely enough to keep you busy. Let me see if did I miss anything? I missed two more. Yes. So quickly, the City Hall District is fantastic. You get a lot of great architecture, a little bit less people, some people, but you get the Woolworth Building, incredible building, Manhattan Municipal Building, City Hall, and the New York Supreme Court, Law and Order Court steps where they always film on.
Yep.
And then the final thing is the Manhattan Bridge and the Brooklyn Waterfront. Brooklyn Bridge is great too. The Manhattan Bridge is incredible. The views from it, you see a lot of old tenement buildings. You see the Brooklyn Bridge with the financial district behind it, a lot of graffiti. And then it leads down to the Brooklyn Waterfront. And then Brooklyn Waterfront Dumbo is unbelievable, no matter what time you go.
Right. And for street photography as well. I mean, I went there to shoot the skyline and everything else, but...
That is more cityscape type stuff. Brooklyn Waterfront will have people, but the backgrounds are so great that the few people that you get, because there will be people, and usually the Manhattan Bridge is taken by New Yorkers. So it may not be so target rich, but the people that are there and the backgrounds will be absolutely incredible.
All right. Awesome. Okay. So we're going to try and put all these in the show notes and we're going to have walks going to a bunch of these places. So that'll be exciting. And really, if people are nervous about taking the subway, if you're coming to our event and you're going on these walks, the people that know the area will be like James here, will be taking you, on those walks and jump on the subway with him and away you go.
I think Valerie's doing something with some subways too, and she's fantastic. Yeah. Yep. She's great with that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to be great. It's going to be a special experience for everyone that's there. Now, one of the classes you're doing, it's called An Exploration Through the Works of Famous Street Photographers. Tell us about this.
Yeah. So this is something that I've always kind of been passionate about because, if you look at the work of different street photographers, it's the same stuff out there. But it's all so different. It's somehow, and you always wonder, especially when you're just starting out, like, what the hell is going on? Like, how is this like so distinctive? Like I can look at this photograph and say, this is this photographer. And it's really important for your growth to kind of do that and go to museums and read books and things like that. So that's always been just as important as going out and photographing was really seeing what other people liked. And I think it helped me figure out what I liked. So a lot of the photographers that I picked, it's not just, my classes are going to be, 10 photographers. And it covers, I can tell a quick list. It's Alex Webb, Henri Cartier-Bresson, Dido Maruyama, William Eggleston, Robert Frank, Helen Levitt, Joseph Kudelka, Martin Parr, Trent Park, and Gary Winogrand. So it's, a who's who. It's not the 10 best or whatever that even means. I chose people that were amazing, but also had distinctive styles. And so, it's part of it is just showing how they did it, what they did, but it's also showing, I like putting, Gary Winogrand next to William Eggleston because it's completely different subject matter, completely different way of shooting, but it's all street photography. And so it really helps inspire people that they can kind of do it wherever they want to do it. They can, photograph the type of people they want to photograph. And eventually you do it, it'll teach you how to become consistent with what you photograph.
So who are some of your personal favorite street photographers, whether from the past or present or whatever, where do you get inspiration from? Who do you like to follow?
That's a great question. So the two New York three New York photographers that I love are Gary Winogrand, Fifth Avenue, just pure street photographer and corners. I love Bruce Davidson, and his subway book is amazing. So he literally spent with a huge camera. He spent a year in the heyday of the gritty, 1979, 1980 New York photographing the subway system. And every time I get nervous, because I've been doing this for a long time, I still get nervous photographing on the subways. I just look at his stuff and I say, if he could do that, like, it's much easier today. And then Matt Weber is, I'm lucky to know him. He's a former taxi driver who, drove around in the 70s and 80s and saw so much crazy stuff that he said, let me get a camera and photograph it, and became a photographer that way. And his work is absolutely incredible. He's still photographing to this day. And so those are my favorite New York guys. And then my favorite other photographer is William Eggleston, because, you know, he photographed in kind of the deep South, Memphis. And it's, you know, how always the grass is greener. You know, everyone says, I wish I could live in New York and do it like, you know, but then you're here and you're like, you know, I wish I could get a shot of being around every day in an environment like that. I think what he does is absolutely beautiful. It's a little bit, it's less people, but it still is. It's some portraits and things like that. But it has that feeling of candid life photography, and it's the same exact thing, but in a completely different environment. And so I really admire that he figured out a way to do it really well in a place that's not easy to figure out how to do.
Right. Right. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing that entire class. Should be awesome and really different than anything I've seen before. So I'm looking forward to that. As far as someone coming to New York and wanting to maybe try street photography for the first time, whether it's New York or their own town, wherever, what are a couple tips you'd give to people? You already kind of mentioned the hardest thing is kind of getting over your fear of getting out there and pointing a camera at strangers, you know, in the first place. So what are some tips you'd give people?
So the first thing I like to tell people to be spontaneous at first. That was, I think, one of the tips that Gary Winogrand was taught when he was in school. Don't worry about composition. Don't worry. People always say like, oh, I cut his foot off. I did this. I did that. You know, forget about that at first, you know, try to, and almost forget about the camera. Try to look with your eyes. And if you miss the shot, but you see a moment, then you're in the right step. You really want to see things with your eyes. You want to say, that's an amazing moment. And a lot of the time you're going to miss that and it's going to ruin your day maybe. But, you know, over time, then you get faster at getting it. Technically, to get over your fear, New York is an amazing place because you can go to these really busy areas and you can just pick a street corner, lean up against a lamppost and let everyone come to you. That way they're entering your personal space. You're going to see the same amount of moments and crazy stuff happen, whether you're moving or not, you know, they're crossing your path. So that's whenever I teach people, that's the first thing I do is I take them to the corner of Prince and Broadway or 57th and 5th. And I literally force them to stand there for 10 minutes. And just, I tell them, don't worry and just photograph, take a lot of bad photographs, as many bad photographs as you can get. And it gets them with that hand-eye coordination, you know, in that zone. And then the final tip, which I think is important is, you know, you want to try to be candid if you can. If you get caught, smile, say, oh, I thought you looked fabulous. Sorry, I'm taking a class. If they're angry, say, I'm happy to delete it. It's fine. You won't have any problems if you're really nice about it like that. But we want to be candid because we don't want everyone stopping us. It's just too much if you make it so obvious every single time. So the people have this tendency when they take a picture, they take the camera away from their eye. It's called, like I call it camera snap. It's like they snap and they take the camera away from their eye snap. And so that always tips everyone off that you took their photograph. That's like the thing that shows them that you took their photograph. So I'll always take the picture and I'll just hold the camera there until they walk through the scene. That way they don't have any idea if I took, they think I'm just, they're my way.
That's great advice. Yeah. And that's what Marie does. And I didn't really pick up on it, but she would do that. And she'd be like, and people would turn around and be like, oh, I think she was photographing that building back there. Where I was like, nope, you were the picture.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly. It's something. And occasionally you go even further. You just act like you have no idea how to use your camera. You'd be like, how does this work? Like, snap, oh, you're my way. Okay, snap. Sometimes I'll aim up at a building and then at the very last second, I'll take the camera down and it's a little bit of acting. You kind of get used to just making people just unsure if you took their photograph or not.
Yeah, no, I love that. Yeah. Or she would use like a real wide angle lens, or I don't know if it was real wide angle, but she would shoot like straight down the street. And so people would come kind of to the side of her and it's like, yep, you're in the frame, even though you don't realize it. Yeah, there's all sorts of stuff like that.
Yeah. I've done that sometimes where I like breaking up big groups of people. So they walk, you know, I'll just walk right through them. Like, I don't know where I'm going. And they're like,
that's awesome. Yeah. And I didn't really mention that in the beginning. Like that's like what you do. Then this is your full-time gig, is that you're taking people out in the city. You know, they're either coming from out of town or you're leading walks down there. I mean, this is what you do, is taking people out to do these things. How often are you taking people out, would you say?
So it's, you know, the workshop part of my business is probably about maybe a third, you know, it's a big portion. And so I probably average over the course of a year about 2 to 3 individual workshops a week. Busy season can be 5 or 6. February, you know, that's when I do my corporate portraiture and things like that. Cause you know, taking people around in New York in February, there are a couple, but it's a lot less. I do. And that the coolest part about that is it's literally every skill level, every age level, every type of person. And so it's really fun for me to see how people see and see how they photograph. And some people are more scared than others. And, I've become so much better of a photographer just kind of learning all the different ways that everyone else has done it. It's really benefited me a lot.
Right. And they say the best way to get better at something is to teach it to somebody else.
Yeah, by far. So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And then they ask questions. You're like, oh, I never really thought about that. Why do I do it that way? And then, yeah, you really understand what you do better.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know the answer to this is that it's not important, but what do you recommend for people as far as equipment? What do you use? What would someone need? It's almost like anything maybe for street photography, but what do you recommend?
For sure. Equipment is important, and it's more resolution isn't very important for this type of photography. It's not like we're in the middle, we're competing with landscape photographers trying to get ginormous murals. Part of the beauty of street photography is that it looks imperfect. Sometimes it can be too perfect. So grain and off kilter, that all, so it's resolution isn't as important. I think sometimes what's more important is the size of your camera. I did it for a long time. I did it for 10 years with an SLR, before mirrorless really came. I couldn't afford a 10 grand Leica. And I would have been too afraid to take it outside.
Right. Yeah. Keep care of it. Right. Uh-huh. So what do you do now?
So I use a Fuji X100, X100T. It's SLRs are great. I really like, if you have an SLR, grab a pancake lens or a thin lens, so it's lighter. You just want to be able to walk around a lot. Get it. If you mirrorless cameras, some of them are still expensive, but the technology is improving so much that get a used version of previous years, the price goes down a lot. So I tell a lot of people to do that, but it's a big difference. There are some photographers that love the SLRs and the street photographers that do it. Jay Mizell is one of them. But really, over time, I think if you're really, really into it and want to pursue it, a smaller camera that you can take everywhere that's a little more inconspicuous will make your life a lot easier. There's no other real technical thing that I think matters that much in terms of resolution or all that stuff. It's really just something that you can kind of use quickly that's not going to encumber you.
No, that's great advice. Now you're going to do a workshop as well on Sunday. So our conference is Friday, Saturday. You're doing a workshop on Sunday. Tell people what they can expect with that. And I'm trying to remember, are you sold out or we may have like one or two spots left? I can't remember, but you got a lot of people signed up.
We're sold out. I didn't even know, cause it disappeared. I was like, did it even go up? It's sold out. So I felt cool about that.
Sorry, anyone that's listening. That's like, well, now I would go.
So that should be really fun. That's going to be, a lot of the areas that I mentioned, I'm going to take people around. I'm going to take them around Soho, East Village, Manhattan Bridge, Lower East Side, those areas definitely. And then we'll see how long the day takes and see how the group is and the pace. And from there, we may go uptown more and do Fifth Avenue. It's usually, the second part of the day, I'm going to play by ear based on the time, and the first part of the day will be by far my favorite areas to photograph. So definitely just right next to each other is like literally within a handful of blocks is like Soho, City Hall District, Chinatown, Manhattan Bridge, Lower East Side, East Village. So it's a great walk with a lot of different types of environments. So it's really great for teaching and learning and seeing.
Yeah. So if you're not signed up for that, maybe they can just contact you and sign up for like the day before the conference or that Monday afterward and get an extra walk in. Or if you're just coming to New York outside of this, James is your guy. If you want to see all the best places and try some street photography in New York City. Another thing they can do to prep ahead of time is you got a couple of books you've written. You got a couple of eBooks. Tell us about your books. Yep.
So I have two books. They're packaged together. It's The Essentials of Street Photography and Street Photography Conversations. So The Essentials is a crash course, beginner, intermediate crash course on everything you need to know, both like conceptually how to think about it and then technically. And then the other book is I wanted to complement it with, it's an interview with five different photographers. And it's, I tried to pick people with all different styles and all different cameras and all different ways of doing things. So it really shows you, you know, you can do things in completely different ways with whatever equipment you have. So that'll get you, definitely get you started.
So if I want to find these books, I want to find you and come take a tour, where do I go? What's the easiest way to find you?
It's my website. It's James Maher, M-A-H-E-R, photography.com. You can, if you're looking for inspiration to look through, the galleries of images, the street photography, the architecture, it'll give you some ideas of what to do.
Yeah, you got some great images in there for sure. Did we forget anything? Did we hit it all?
I think we hit it all. Yeah, that's, covered areas. Yeah, I think that's...
love it, man.
Bring some good walking shoes.
That's right. You know,
And also, one thing I've noticed for people who travel to New York is they wear themselves out on the first day.
Oh, that's good advice.
Pace yourself. It's you don't have to walk 25 miles. Like after the workshop's over, you don't have to go out till 2 a.m. You can pace it. It's just so you're strong for the whole time.
Our schedule is jam-packed, so be careful. That's right. There's a lot going on. So good advice. So good walking shoes. Don't wear yourself out the first day. Excellent. All right. Well, thank you very much for doing this whole thing. We're looking forward to New York. It's October 14th and 15th. It's coming up in, I think the thing said 22 days. So from when we're recording it. So even less than that when you're actually listening to this. So, all right. Thank you very much, James. We'll see you very soon in New York City.
Yeah. Can't wait to see everyone. Really excited.
All right. Awesome. We'll talk to you then.
Cool.